the Guardians are no longer in first place. Yes. That's okay.
What do they have, a 6.5 game lead on the wild card over Boston?
Yeah, they're still
they're
in the wild card.
They're plus 2.5. And
they're suddenly in the wild card standings. Are you freaking out, people? I'm not, but boy, that offense is just not good. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. I think there might be some things you can do. I wonder if they do them before today's game. I doubt it. Jackson Solon. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jack.
Good morning, guys.
Freaking out or no?
I am freaking out, and here's why. The last time I called you, we talked about the underwhelming trades they made at the deadline and what message that sent to the team. And I think we all agreed that the message wasn't, oh, my God, we're all in, let's go for it. They went on the cheap again. And I'm not going to harp on the money, but there's a lot of moves they could have made, including overpaying for some pitchers. Okay, so you have to overpay. You do it when you're in a pennant race. And to answer your initial question today, I didn't expect them to blow a 9-game lead. But the fact of the matter is this. I was concerned about the team early in the year because this is basically the same team that they fielded last year that didn't play well. They were all of a sudden hitting the ball, which was a very positive thing. But Stephen Vogt was burning out the bullpen within the first 6 weeks of the season, which was concerning to me. Yes, early in the season, the starters aren't going to go 5 or 6 innings, but none of our starters go 5 or 6 innings, except for today's starter, Bivey. So I am concerned because they have no – here's another thing. Lane Thomas, why are they throwing him out there every day? He needs to ride the pines. How many automatic outs? Here's a question. How many automatic outs do we have in our lineup in the last 3 weeks? How many automatic outs? I can name six.
About six, Jack.
Yeah, right.
About six.
And Lane Thomas is one of them. Yeah.
The top of the order has been one of them for a while, too.
Another one. Bo Naylor is another one, and his brother is now an automatic. We can't have 6 automatic outs and expect to be in a pennant race. And you say we have a how many game lead over Boston for the wild card?
Six and a half. Yeah.
I'm not convinced we can hold it. We have, 30 games left? We have a very difficult schedule. We have to play the Dodgers. We have to play
Tampa, Minnesota, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Houston.
Houston. Yeah. I'm very concerned because other than Clase, this bullpen is spent, and so are the hitters. I am panicked, and I'm just glad I didn't buy my City Connect jersey so I could save a few bucks.
There you go, Jack. Thank you very much. The issue here to me, Andy, you've got to score runs. The Royals as a team are scoring like a half a run a game more than the Guardians. That's not good. The offense lately has been hideous. The not scoring 4 runs in a game continued last night. And we've talked about that a little bit. They've now lost 9 of their last 12 games, and they've scored more than 4 runs in just 2 of those 12 games. I mean, you score more than 4 runs every once in a while, don't you? But they haven't done that. And the numbers just aren't good. No base runners last night in the last 5 innings of the game after the rain delay. The top 4 batters in the lineup last night, 0 for 15. See, that's the big difference with this team.
Yeah.
The top of the lineup had been hitting like crazy. Stephen Kwan, magnificent early on. Andrés Giménez was hitting second last night. Andrés has had a pretty good second half. Jose's been terrific. Josh Naylor's been terrific. Josh has not been good lately. Stephen Kwan has not been good lately. And it's just the top of the order carried the bottom of the order, the automatic outs that Jack was talking about. And it just hasn't happened yet. Since the All-Star break, Stephen Kwan, 203. Josh Naylor, 203. David Fry, 217. Brian Rocchio, 197. Bo Naylor, 211. Lane Thomas, 137 since he's been here. Schneeman, 242. Tyler Freeman, we love him, 158. Dare I say what I've said too often? Why are Schneeman and Freeman both on this team right now? You got a guy, it might be too early, you got Chase DeLauder hitting 316, went 3-for-5 last night in AAA. Bring up the hot bat. George Valera.
I don't know why you wouldn't do that.
I don't either.
Why wouldn't you do that right now?
George Valera.
What do they have
hotter.
To lose?
I don't think that you would run the risk of ruining him.
Oh, hang on.
Because
Our computer says you can't do it.
The Orioles brought up Jackson Holliday too soon. He went, 1-for-20 in his first 20 major league at bats. They sent him back down. They brought him back up. Do you think they're going to give up on Jackson Holliday? And do you think the Orioles think they ruined him? No.
No.
Bring DeLauder up. He's hot. He's played.
Or ride him until he's not hot and then send him back.
He's played primarily two positions in the minor leagues, and he's not had a ton of minor league experience, but he's played right field and he's played center field. Can we just put John Kenzie in right field, bring up DeLauder, put him in center field? If he can't hit, guess what? Well, it'll be like every other center fielder we've had in the second half of the season. No?
What is it?
He's a left-handed hitter. They face mainly righties. You're going to go platoon? There you go.
What is it? What is it? Two or three guys now you can bring up on Sunday or Monday?
It's two.
Right? It's two, isn't
it? It's two.
So they can bring up two more guys on Sunday. Maybe that's what they're waiting for.
Yeah, guess what? By Sunday, Andy, you could be four games out of first place. Jeff's in Massillon. Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. All good stuff. Jack hit a lot of the points. Other than the trade stuff, I agree with you. I don't necessarily agree with him about the. There's no reason to overpay with what they would have had to get to make this team better. I don't agree with overpaying.
Have they overpaid for anybody since Nick Swisher?
No, they haven't.
I don't think they have.
I'm not.
Anybody else? You think?
Financially,
was Michael Bourne before or after Nick Swisher?
I think Bourne was after.
Bourne was.
He was with Nick Swisher. He came at the same time.
Right, it was the same season. I was just being a smart aleck if maybe the contract was signed before.
Yeah. All that aside, you know, Boyd is fine. I'm not panicking, but I do feel like the team a little bit is pressing. I mean, when was the last time Carl Willis got ejected from a game? You know, I mean,
I think it was 1979.
Yeah, that's tells a joke, you something right there. The move that I would make, and I don't know why they're not doing this, is just put, if you're going to platoon, let's just put Brennan and John Kenzie in right and set it and forget it. And for crying out loud, find a center fielder. I mean, and at some point we need to find a center fielder and then drop Kwan into the two hole if you got a center fielder or somebody that can lead off and can run. Not that he can't, but I think he's an ideal number two hitter. But regardless, other than Classe, I think the whole entire team right now is trying to find themselves. And, you know, they probably will find themselves again. But, you know, this is going to test them for sure. And it's going to test the fans and everything else for that matter.
All right, Jeff. Thank you very much. I agree with you on that. I don't want to platoon Will Brennan and John Kenzie Noel. You know what I want to do there, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Just stick them out there and let them go.
Noel.
Yes.
Yeah, until it doesn't work anymore.
Yes.
I agree. Yeah. If it doesn't work anymore, I like watching him play. So
John Kenzie is hitting .286 against left-handers. He's hitting .237 against right-handers with not as much. He obviously hits lefties better. He has 7 homers and 42 at-bats against lefties, 5 and 76 at-bats against righties. And even that makes him one of the, well, right now, even that, his split against right-handers makes him the best hitting outfielder this team has. Even if he goes up and faces nothing but right-handers, he's hitting .237 with some pop. That makes him the best hitting outfielder this team has right now. Play him every day. Play him every day. Larry is in Cleveland. Larry, welcome to the little show, Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I just hate to say this, but this is what you get when you don't make any moves during the trade deadline.
And, Larry, and they did make moves. Money. Larry, they did make moves. Huh? They picked up 2 starting pitchers.
I'm talking about big moves. You know,
who made a big move that worked though?
You know, you can't win a Triple A team can't win in the major leagues, and that's basically 80% of it is a Triple-A team.
Hard to argue with some of that, Larry. I'll say this, though. I don't think they didn't make a move that's worked beautifully yet. I think Matthew Boyd's been terrific, but it's been three starts. Lane Thomas didn't work. Man, that should have worked. He should have been able to come in and play outfield for you on a regular basis. And that's not,
it's just pressing.
I don't know the guy. I feel terrible for him.
I don't know. That's I am haunted by that game one situation where the bases were loaded. There was one out, and he just watched the third strike go right by. And I'm like, oh, just put your bat on the
ball. How'd
that go? I was like, oh. Just put your – I mean, look, like any freshman baseball player would know, you can't sit there and watch a third strike go by when you're – especially when you're scuffling – to score runs. Come on, man. And like any manager worth his salt would have been like, you got to get your bat on the ball. You got to get your bat on the ball. That's just frustrating to see at the pros, right? Just stay alive.
Move that has worked, Royals picked up Paul DeJong. He's playing third base for them because they have a shortstop. Do we have a shortstop that can hit?
I'm checking. Hang on. Beep, 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 beep. No.
Dano? Paul DeJong, shortstop, Guardians. I know. I'm just looking because everybody is saying, hey, they didn't make trades at the trade deadline. You know, well, no, they did. They just haven't really worked yet. Alex Cobb's been injured, and Lane Thomas hasn't hit yet. Paul DeJong has worked for Kansas City. Congratulations to the Royals.
Oh, yeah, that's a win. I mean, there were really good moves made at the deadline that have helped these teams. And
bad ones that haven't.
Yeah.
Trevor Rogers sent back to AAA by the Orioles.
Oh, the Dylan Carlson, Sean Armstrong trade where now the Cardinals have cut Sean Armstrong. Like, there's a lot of them that, you know, it goes both ways with that stuff. But right. Boy.
So far, Matthew Boyd, that's worked. Alex Cobb, injury. And Lane Thomas just hasn't hit here. And that's a dang shame, and I feel for that guy. I feel for the Guardians. I feel for folks who have been all pumped about a pennant race because right now it's tighter than ever.